from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
All right, post-Labor Day, we are hitting the ground running here on Maggie and Perloff. Welcome to the show. Big news happening this morning. First and foremost, Florida State lost last night to Boston College in Tallahassee. That happened. And you know what? It wasn't even close. And Boston College could have poured it on even more. Florida State is completely lost. They have no confidence. They have no identity right now. A year after they get snubbed by the College Football Playoff Committee, Perloff, I just think this is a hangover. They have not been able to get right, and they are not being helped out by their quarterback, by their head coach, and by their defensive line. Every part of this has just been disappointing.
Yeah, I mean, you can usually put it all on the quarterback when the quarterback plays as poorly as DJU did last night, missed some open touchdowns, but everybody kind of lost it last night. Mm-hmm. The offensive line was terrible. The defensive line, the much vaunted defensive line, couldn't tackle anybody. The wide receivers dropped everything. It was just a complete failure. Even the head coach, how high were we on Mike Norvell last year? He seemed like he really had it all figured out. He looks like he has no idea what to do right now. Totally lost, is not inspiring his team. This is a total program failure. The kind of failure, by the way, like it's so bad, Maggie, I can't picture myself picking them to be good again anytime soon. It feels like if you could be this bad, then you cannot be that elite.
You're right. It's funny about the coaching staff, and last year Mike Norvell, you know, did a great job, and they're 13-0. And by the way, winning when quarterbacks were going down like flies and still and still had a right to go to that college football playoff, but they obviously got snubbed by the committee. And now you're right. It's like going for it on a 4th and 5 in your
pressure.
First drive in the second half and just some odd decisions. We asked you on X, is Florida State's slow start a hangover from last year? Overwhelmingly, you guys are saying no. 87% are saying absolutely not. You just think this is a failure for this season. I think it's yes. 855-212-4227.
Yeah, I don't know. We're going to be watching.
Did you vote no on that poll?
I vote no because we're going to be seeing last year's team in the NFL this year all over the place, killing it, by the way. Is it? You know, they're not Georgia. They can't Florida State is not that kind of program. I think we fooled ourselves a little last year into thinking they're the same blue blood they were back in 1999 with Peter Wark. Those days are long gone.
They won a national championship since then.
Yeah, did that feel like a one-off? My point is I can't sustain that kind of success.
That was
when Jameis Winston was there and a few other guys. I feel like they can build up a great team, but they can't sustain it like Georgia and Alabama. Yeah, that's very rare in college sports.
You're right, but there's a reason they were picked to win the ACC. Whatever you think of the ACC, they were picked to win, and you know, they did go into the portal and they did get DJU, who's a name, but DJU is just beyond frustrating to watch. I mean, it is just, it's painful at times to watch him miss the kind of throws that he misses. And his receivers weren't helping him. They were dropping passes. 855-212-4227. Now, we have more news going on this morning. And for San Francisco 49er fans, this is good for you. According to Adam Schefter, Trent Williams and the 49ers very close to finalizing a deal. Williams returned to the Bay Area last night, according to his brother, putting out some videos on social. A deal appears to be close. I freaking hope so. It's Tuesday. You're playing against the New York Jets. Say what you will about the Jets. They have a great defensive line, a very stout defense. You want to be at full strength. And I don't even know, Perloff, I know Trent Williams is a pro. He's in his mid-30s. He's been doing this a long time. But can he actually be right up to speed in a matter of days to take on
He's 35. No, it does seem like a reason to downgrade the Niners here. But I'm going to get back to my original...
This is good news.
Yeah, it's definitely good news, but I'm getting back to my original stance on free agency and contracts moving forward. Why did we fall for all this? Again, I told you, Maggie, they're all just going to sign. This one is a little different because it's a little late, but I'm still mad that I invested so much energy into Brandon Ayuk this summer, and then he just re-signed at a deal that had been sitting there for a month. So these are... Trent Williams is negotiating. Let me ask you this. Have I convinced you at all that maybe we're making too big a deal of these negotiations in the summer?
No.
That this is just... because I think the teams and the players are making this public in a way they never used to try to sway some sort of public opinion on it when it really is just your commonplace negotiation. You think it's more than that?
Well, yeah, I do. And, well, the Trent Williams thing, let's get to that because that's super duper important.
So what? They might lose to the Jets. They have Trent Williams back. Is it really that important? I don't think so. Are you downgrading the Niners Super Bowl championship?
Yeah. No.
Because of the Trent Williams held out?
No, but here's why it's important. Because anything that impacts Brock Purdy is important. And we've seen what this looks like if Purdy gets hurt. And I'm not saying he's going to, and he put on a lot of muscle this year, and Purdy's a great player. But I'm not messing around with the most important person on my offense, and it's Purdy. McCaffrey's got the injured calf already. I know you have a lot of weapons, but I want Trent Williams out there because I don't want the Jets' defensive front ripping Brock Purdy's elbow off of his arm again, like what we saw your Eagles do in the NFC Championship game, and the guy can't throw a pass. So to me, this was really important, not just because Trent Williams and a contract and guaranteed money. Yeah. It all comes back to Purdy. It all comes back to taking care of the quarterback, and I think we lost sight of that with the Ayuk holdout and with Trent Williams. Does this actually help Purdy, or does it hurt Purdy?
Yeah.
To me, it hurts him. So I want a full-strength offensive line before I get the Jets pinning my ears back and going after my quarterback.
Yeah, that sounds good. It's a valid argument, but it's a long season, Maggie. You're not getting 18 games or 17 games out of Trent Williams anyway. So this is one game. I mean, overall, you have to look at the big picture for Purdy. Are the Jets that terrifying, more terrifying than the next possible team? I mean, they have a bunch of tough defenses coming up. I don't know. I mean, this is a long season. That's my point. It's like, I think that people sit there in the offseason and say, oh, Brandon Ayuk held out forever, and Trent Williams to some extent too, and think that it's going to have an impact. I'm not sure it does. It's just training camp.
Yeah.
He's 35 years old. The dude knows how to play.
I get it, but I'm just saying getting up to game speed, and it's not like you're coming out of the gate here with, you know, a team doesn't have a good defense. I know there's good defenses all over the NFL, but for the Jets, like, that's the calling card. Outside of Aaron Rodgers, and we'll see what happens with him, the one thing that is really good about this team is they're able to get to the quarterback. So I want my all-pro left tackle. I want him there. I want him in shape. I want him protecting Brock Purdy, and he'll be there now, but is he in game shape? You know, is there going to be any kind of letdown?
I feel like you're looking way too much at the moment and not looking at the big picture. Like, at the end of the season, is this going to be the story of the Niners year? No. If you bet the under on the win total, I just think that's a mistake because this is like these things happen. Trent Williams is going to come and go throughout that rod. He's an ancient left tackle. It's like Tyron Smith in Dallas.
But
like,
he's still one of the best.
Yeah, I know. But these guys at this age, and I had Jason Peters in Philly, dude, like they're going to walk out with it. This is me. This is my life, Maggie.
Yeah.
When you're old, your hamstrings get tight all the time. Trent Williams is going to be here to this week. He'll be gone in 3 weeks. Like, trust me, this will be an up and down thing. When you have older left tackles, that's the nature of the game. Guy got some rest in the offseason in August, took some days off.
Yeah, great.
That's all good.
Yeah. I'm just telling you why I think this actually is important. You're telling me I shouldn't pay attention to contract stuff anymore. It doesn't matter. I think it does because I think both of these contracts impacted the offensive side of the ball, and ultimately that impacts Brock Purdy.
What possible impact was there, Brandon Ayuk? You're saying Brandon Ayuk, who's been in the league now 4 years, like he missed training camp, he's going to be worse? He knows that playbook like the back of his hand. He's not on a new team.
No. It's not about the playbook. I do worry a little bit, again, about those soft tissue injuries. Like, are you up to speed? And if you lose Ayuk, you're losing your 17, you know, yards per catch guy. You're losing the guy who Brock Purdy actually throws outside the numbers to Brandon Ayuk. You are losing a part of your offense that you and I will just disagree is important. And, again, this is why these things matter. Also,
you're saying health.
Yeah, health.
But guys train on their own. That's their job. You know, he was training, or at least he's pretending to. I don't know. I don't feel like there are soft. I don't feel like this is going to be the health story. I mean, first of all, Debo's probably going to get hurt first. I mean, Debo is being held together by crazy glue at this point. Watch that wide receiver documentary. You worried about young Ayuk? He's fine. Worry about Debo. Worry about Kittle.
Worry about
the old guys.
These are the things that if I'm a 49er fan, I'm worried about at all. 855-212-4227. So, okay, got a couple things on the table for you. Big loss last night by Florida State. They have, as Lewis Riddick was on the call last night, said they have some soul searching to do. I don't know how fast they can get up to speed on that. And, of course, now Trent Williams looks like has landed in the Bay Area, and he will get a contract very, very soon. Let's go to the phones, 855-212-4227. Terry is in Lubbock, wants to weigh in on a conversation we had last hour. What is the NFL really doing in Brazil if they're telling the players, essentially, don't leave your hotel room when you go down when the Eagles play the Packers on Friday? Just basically hole up in your hotel room. Why? What are we doing here? Terry, what's your thought?
They're putting profit ahead of actual people. You know what I mean? I don't know, you know, if people are aware or how much they pay attention to regular news. But, I mean, you got protests going out there with hundreds of thousands of people. X has been banned out there. The new leader that, you know, that election was also questionable. He looks like a supervillain from a Marvel comic. I mean, there's so much stuff going on over there that I mean, you got people on X right now that are playing for these teams that are like, man, I don't even want to go. You know, I just feel like the NFL over and over and over constantly. It's always about profit with them. You know what I mean? And it's like if I was a business person that traveled internationally, I wouldn't go. I mean, that's something that I'd be like, I'm good on that because, you know, nothing's more important than your health and being around for your family and being able to provide for them. And maybe the players, if they really feel that strongly about not going, maybe they need to all stand up themselves and say, hey, hold on a minute. You know, playing, you know, in front of new audiences and trying to grow the NFL, if that's even more possible. But when you start putting their health and their lives in jeopardy and telling them that they got to remain prisoners for however long their stay is going to be there, I mean, what does that do to a player's mental health, or what does that do to a player's motivation to want to do anything? But like you said, get the heck out of there. Yeah. It's just, you know, the NFL can be fun, but it's also very disappointing at times when you see what they do to some of these players.
You know,
it's kind of sad.
You know, it's interesting because we're talking about some of the players are just saying, I'm not just not going to leave the hotel room. And it's like, well, are we really celebrating the game? You're really growing. Thank you for the call, Terry. You're really growing the game if you're just going to go sit in a hotel room for 72 hours, play a game, and then go home. I don't know about them being like held, what do you say, held hostage. Held hostage. Yeah. It's not like that. But I think that this is the thing. This is why the players are saying yes to this, is because anything that grows the game actually helps the players make more money, right?
Because they get a certain percentage of the revenue.
Exactly, which is why they are kind of complaining, but they're never going to say, let's not go, because ultimately the more money that comes into the NFL helps the players too.
Yeah, I mean, I do think they could bristle on this and say, hey, we don't want to go back to Brazil. That's very possible.
Yeah.
And I think the NFL might have to listen to it. I actually saw, we have a buddy, Elliot Shores Parks, who works at WIP in Philadelphia. The sports station is down there. I got to tell you, his hotel looked pretty darn nice. And if he's getting stuck in a hotel, what do you think a football player does when he goes on the road? They do not leave the hotel.
Right.
I actually would love to go down to Brasilia or wherever it is and stay in a hotel for 3 days without my family, play video games, go to the sick pool. The food is probably amazing. So one thing, everyone's like, they can't leave the hotel. Man, there are a lot of vacations where I wish I wasn't allowed to leave the hotel.
So you don't wanna,
it actually is a bit of a...
You don't want to go sightseeing?
Yeah, I mean, the players, obviously, even home games, stay in a hotel on Saturday night. Nobody's leaving the hotel. There is a game going on here.
Totally.
I don't know about your plan of them going out and shaking hands in Brazil. No, you better be in that playbook. Nakobe Dean, or actually, no, whoever is playing here. Yeah. I do not want them out shaking hands anyway.
But you get the point, right? Like,
I know, but it is a very professional in and out situation, which I even think, I've never been to a London game, but I imagine, yes, they go on a couple photo ops, but at a certain point, you better be focused on that game. That's why Jacksonville has an advantage, because your Bills are out there drinking beers and meeting the people.
Well, the one thing about Brazil is you don't have to worry about it's not the big time change that comes with Europe, you know, where all of a sudden your body clock, because it's 6 hours ahead or 5 hours ahead. You know, Brasilia, I believe, is just 1 hour ahead of East Coast time. So you're not like, it's not this big body clock thing. I got to get my sleep schedule back on this thing. Yeah, you got to deal with the travel, but your body's going to probably be fine.
Yeah, we'll see how this goes. We gotta reach out to a reporter who's down there, because
feels different when
feels different. And the pictures, the place does look very nice. Like, we're saying all these things about it not being safe. This might end up being a little nicer than the Eagles players. Like, who was it? Darius Slay was saying he painted this terrible picture, but players don't want to go to London either, I think, in the middle of the season. I think that's a big disruption as well.
Ryan, can we hear some of Darius Slay? He is the player for the Eagles who said he was talking about he can't wait for week one, but just really didn't want to go to Brazil.
Week one, I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait, but man, I do not want to go to Brazil.
He said the NFL told players don't leave the hotel because of the high crime rate.
They already told us not to leave the hotel. They told us we can't do too much going on because the crime rate is crazy. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, NFL, why y'all want to send us somewhere with the crime rate this high? And like, we got the country. So, you know, the first thing people think is like something terrible can possibly happen. I told my family, do not come down there.
And more from Slay said he's not going to do anything, but still complaining about the long flight.
I'm not going to be nowhere to be found. Really, I'm going to be in a hotel, chilling, minding my business, playing my game after a long 9.5 hour flight. So I don't have no intentions on doing nothing. I'm going to eat hotel food.
Man, this sounds dynamite. what a lovely couple of days. I can't wait to have a long flight. I'm going to sit in my hotel. I'm going to do nothing. I'm going to mind my own business. I'm going to go home. It's like, wow, awesome.
But they are probably staying in like a Ritz-Carlton level. I'm sure the hotel food. Am I the only one here who thinks staying in a hotel for 3 days sounds super fun?
No, see, this is, you go to, You go to a foreign country, you go to Brazil, that's like a trip of a lifetime, you know?
Those guys.
But how many times you go to Brazil in your life? If you're lucky, you get to go once, you know, maybe.
You don't see
anything, you're not doing any sightseeing, you don't go to one restaurant, not one tourist attraction, you got nothing? It's like, were you even there?
I don't think these football players care about that right now. They're very young. They have a lot of money. They have a lot of travels ahead. I don't think the opportunity, it's not like you and I are in Brazil and have 24-hour layover.
No, but you said this sounds like great to you, weren't playing football. You just want to go to a hotel for 3 days.
Yes, and even in foreign country, like going out on the streets is super stressful, figuring out the language, like, is this restaurant safe? Can I drink the water? There's a lot going on. Sitting in a Ritz-Carlton for 3 days, and I'm sure there's a gorgeous pool.
Yeah.
You don't think that sounds like a blast? I'm sure there's 20 bars in their hotel.
No, this is just like a philosophy of traveling. Like, forget the football game now. Now we're just talking about us. Like, you would go 9.5 hours on a flight and sit in a hotel and eat the hotel food?
So, for example,
guys, live a little.
My family and my in-laws are planning this big trip to Costa Rica.
Ooh, fun.
Yeah, and I've seen the hotels. Like, I don't want to leave the hotels. They're like, oh, we're going to plan a day trip to Whitewater Raft. I'm like, no, thanks. I'll be at the bar getting a massage at the spa. Do you think I want to do that crap? Do you want it? Why would it? I mean, you give me the option of eating amazing hotel food and sitting by the pool. Of course, that's what I want to do. That's what we all want to do.
But here's the thing. When you travel, you got to see a little how the locals live, don't you?
Oh,
don't you
want to
like see and actually get a sense of the place you're going? Not the Ritz-Carlton. You could be in Tampa.
I mean, are they going to be doing that anyway, though? They are there still with the NFL. If they were allowed out, they'd probably be going to like convention centers and all that kind of thing. Like,
so I'm talking about you. If you're not going to travel, go to a foreign country and stay in a hotel for 3 days.
It depends, though. I mean, like Perloff is saying, I mean, if it's a Ritz-Carlton or if it's a hotel that has a ton of amenities and a ton of things, which I'm sure they are at, like, say less. I am all about it. I'm all about the Home Alone 2 life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Staying in the hotel.
Plaza Hotel.
The staycation. Zoo and I, we should get a suite. Right, watch movies, play video games, eat them. I mean, I would get room service every day. It's so expensive.
Basically, you're just extending the flight. So basically, you're just, whatever you do on the flight, watch movies, have snacks. Now you're just doing that in the hotel, and then you're just flying. You don't need to fly 9.5 hours to play video games in a hotel room. EJ, what do you want to say?
Well, no, I was going to say, Maggie, I mean, if you're going to like an all-inclusive resort, like, yeah. Like, most people don't leave those resorts. Like, when you go to Cancun or, Cabo, like, the resort is the hotel, is the vacation. It's not about going out. And some people want to climb the mountains or go see pyramids or whatever. But I'd be totally fine with just chilling at the beach.
Yeah,
you got to break out of the resort, guys. Come on.
I was recently in Puerto Rico for a wedding.
Like, I'm for that.
I was recently in Puerto Rico for a wedding, and, you know, you could have gone into town, but all of us, like, why on earth would we do that? Maggie, you would definitely be the annoying person. No, we got to have to go see this church or go see this.
Oh, totally.
Oh, my God.
Old San Juan? What are you, crazy? You got to go see the, you know, the fort. You got to get some of the local food. You guys got to break out of the hotel.
Oh,
you can't just sit there.
You're right. Let's figure out a cab to get to Old San Juan instead of sitting on this beach chair, drinking pina coladas and having amazing food. Of course, yeah. You're definitely like...
You got to explore a couple back alleys, guys. Come on.
Who wants to travel with me? And have a good time. And who wants to travel with Maggie and quote unquote get to know the locals?
Yes.
Who's with me?
I'm with you, Pearl.
I'm with you, Pearl.
I mean, I'll be honest though, Maggie, if we're in like Ireland, like Dublin, or we're in like London or something like that, I'm all about, you know, making the moves, being all around. But we're somewhere tropical. I'm trying to be tropical. I'm trying to lay out by the beach,
yeah.
Man.
Oh, man. Yeah, good point. Ireland is basically like Connecticut extended. There's no reason to stay in the hotel there.
We'll hang out with the locals there.
Come on, guys. 855-212-4227. You got to go out, do a little, get some stories. Oh,
you're going to be the worst. It's like everyone's hung over. Okay, I'm organizing this hike. Oh, who invited Maggie on this trip anyway?
Like when the
Sunrise hike, guys.
Like when the NFL goes to Tokyo, I'm sure at some point, that'll be an incredible trip.
Oh,
like
that's the one. That's my number one. I want to go so bad.
Burst in like the Kool-Aid man. Well, I couldn't wait.
I'm here for you.
To back me up.
Yeah, this is ridiculous. I was actually in Puerto Rico like 18 months ago. Went to Old San Juan, walked back alleys, went to a market, ate tacos in some lady's stand on the side of the street. That some places you sit at the beach, you don't move. Other places you got to move around.
Thank you, Bogish.
100%.
Sunrise hike tomorrow, everybody.
Let's do it.
Meet at the pavilion. 855-212.
Beach yoga, 8 a.m. Come on.
227. You put out a poll question. If you go on vacation, do you leave the hotel?
But to be fair, Bogish, they do yoga and all that stuff at the resort.
Call it a resort. Yeah. The hotel.
Okay, some places, do you leave the resort?
Yeah, some places the vacation is the resort.
Yes.
Other places it's not. When San Juan is him, then the Eagles shouldn't be either.
Yeah, the one thing that makes me nervous, Maggie said they're at an airport hotel. Typically, you don't have all that fun stuff by the airport.
No, definitely not.
Although it is convenient to get out of town quickly.
Great. Were they even there? It's like a tree fall in the woods. 855-212-4227. When you're on vacation, do you leave the resort? I break out of there.
By the way,
I can't eat the same food every day.
One more thing. I love hotel rooms. I love staying in a hotel. I love messing up a hotel room. If I could afford room service, I'd get it all the time. Nothing is better than getting room service and eating a meal while watching television in a hotel room. It's like heaven.
Yes, that's good for one meal. I can't do that every single meal. It's like, hey, Bill, yep, me again with the cheeseburger and the Caesar salad, even though I'm sitting here in Brazil and I'm not eating any of the good food.
You get that little individual ketchup bottle, that little Heinz bottle, that is heaven. Eating fries in your bed, in your pajamas, watching a movie, nothing is better. There's no little town to visit that can be a better experience than that.
855-212-4227. All right, we've got lots more to do, too much to do, including... It's time for Perloff and I to go on the record. Our NFL awards. We're making our predictions next. Don't move.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them? Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff. Oh my gosh, this is a show divided by our latest topic. When you visit somewhere, are you that person that has to leave the resort to go visit Old Town? Maggie's like, let's go see what the local flavor is like.
I'm like, guys, the oldest cemetery in the world is here. We got to go see it.
Oh, it's compared to let's get a massage and drink pina coladas by the pool. No, we got to see a cemetery. Oh. You're so wrong on this one. Can we throw up a poll related to this somehow, EJ? Because I feel like the Eagles got lucky. They don't have to leave the hotel when they go to Brazil. They get to sit and watch movies, play video games, and eat awesome food. They're going to be fine.
All right. The poll is up at Maggie and Pearl.
Yeah, how's it read?
When you go on a tropical vacation, do you leave the resort? Are you okay with that wording?
Perfect. In other words...
Very tight right now.
Do you enjoy fun, or are you... no fun. Visit Old Town. Go on a hike. These are terrible ideas. All right. Andrew Bogus is here with headlines. I can't believe you're on Team Maggie.
Well, I should say,
you wanted to travel with me? Like, we were going to go, you know, you were going to be like, okay, let's wake up early and see the world's biggest ball of yarn.
Yeah, let's go to the Riverwalk in San Antonio. Absolutely. Let's go there.
Well, that's in the hotel. That's hardly anything.
The Riverwalk's in the hotel? All of them?
And you walk outside of a hotel in San Antonio, the Riverwalk's right there.
So I had to go outside
of
a hotel.
No. The kind of thing you and Maggie want to do, be like, you know, the Riverwalk's great and we could have amazing food right here. But instead, let's drive 27 minutes to this hole-in-the-wall.
Yes. If you go
to our place, because there's actually the real Alamo. The battle before the Alamo was here, and we have to go see the place where 19 Texas soldiers died. You would do some dorky trip.
Wait, yeah, Perloff, you're driving all the way to San Antonio for a breakfast taco.
Right.
And also to apologize to one Yama.
Right, fair.
You are literally going to the most out of the way place. You don't even remember what it's called. We don't even know if it's still there.
But I'm not doing something cultural. That's the most important thing.
But to go to some place like San Antonio and not move around and be and like learn San Antonio, you're doing it wrong. Now, in the break, Maggie told a different story where she basically defied police orders to leave a resort.
No, just the general manager of the hotel.
I wouldn't do that.
that was a different kind of vacation.
Yeah. No, okay, I'll give you two options then, Bogus.
Yeah.
You go to, where's the game? What's Brasilia?
Brasilia. The capital.
It has another name too, right? It's not San Paulo.
No.
Okay, Brasilia. You going there as an Eagle, would you want to spend 3 days getting to know the city, or would you want to stay in the hotel and study your playbook?
I would want to do one thing that would make me feel like I had been in Brazil.
Right. So, like, the point is...
No.
Like, doesn't Brazil have that big Jesus statue?
Christ the Redeemer. Yeah. That's in Rio.
Okay, but so take me to something like that, and then I'm good. The other 48 Selfie. Hours are going to be in the hotel.
I just can't imagine Give going on a something. Plane 9.5 hours and you sitting around and eating the Cobb salad for 3 days and then go home.
I mean, there is a part of me that would like to go to the Amazon, but at the same time, do I really want to encounter the type of creatures that I'm going to run into in the Amazon?
Like,
is my American body fit for that?
No, yes, and the answer is I'm funding it. How fast can you go?
Let's talk about
as fast as our sailboat can get there.
Big zoo in the Amazon. Dude, I got to be honest. If this was a movie, I think you're the first person going overboard in the movie.
I don't know, though. Maybe I get adapted. You know, maybe I adapt real quick. And
with
that's
the locals?
Yeah.
A tribe comes out of the Amazon, hasn't met any other humans, and you're the first one they meet. They're going to be enthralled by you.
You know what? I also see that as the plot.
Yeah.
Zoo gets separated from the rest of the voyage, ends up in, like, you know, El Dorado or
right,
something.
The place that no one can find.
And
in the history of exploration, you find it and you're the new king.
I'm the king. Oh, bro. And then
he's marrying the chief's daughter.
You guys all come through like what feels like 10 years later, but it only is like 2 weeks.
We're about to die. And you go, wait, those are my friends.
Yeah, right.
Oh, no,
Zoo
no.
Zoo emerges from the jungle and he's like, Holt.
Yep.
Allow me to see their faces.
Like, Zoo, some of these, like, you know, the primitive villages that's sort of, like, cut off from civilization, I think for the most part, they're kind of small. Like, you'd walk in as like a giant, like larger than life character for them.
We can only hope, because if they do have one big guy in that area, you know, I gotta fight on my hands.
Yeah, now you.
Yeah, or they're hungry and they've just.
Yeah, now listen, you know, that's a movie. You gotta watch out for that.
Honestly, Zoo's telling them all about the jets. They're just like confused.
As they're just getting a fire started in the background.
Trying to comprehend like, Jalen Brunson.
And then 1986 happened. The ball went through Buckner's legs. What?
He had all the Villanova guys on one pro team.
Let's go to the phone. Sean's in Massachusetts. Sean, what do you think about this game in Brazil?
Well, you know, like I said before, I don't think a lot of NFL players really want to leave the country, you know, because of their safety and just, when you got your own money, you want to do your own thing, what you want to do with your money. But when you go out of town, I don't like hanging out with tourists. I like to get indigenous with the people and their culture.
There you go.
You know, I always thought about maybe opening a bed and breakfast on the Amazon somewhere and offering Texas-style barbecue to the people coming through.
I mean, sounds like a million-dollar idea.
It's amazing to me that someone afraid of squirrels and don't like road trips would want to leave the resort.
I know.
Of all the people there... You know, now you're getting courage. You want to go out and do stuff like that.
Sean, it's the dichotomy that is me. You know, you can't put me into one box. And great to hear from you, pal. Thanks for calling in. I am afraid of squirrels. I don't like road trips, but I can't just sit on a beach for 5 days. I get restless. I need to get out and see things. I can't
almost
just
die. Maybe not come back.
Need to do something.
Just take
anything.
A kayak down the Rio.
Yeah, the Amazon.
My intestines turned inside out by food poisoning. Sounds great.
I genuinely hate when vacations are overplanned and every minute's like it's like an assignment. That's the worst. Like, oh, we have to get out here. We have to do this. We have to do this. How do you relax?
Just a couple things, Pearl. I mean, a museum here wouldn't kill you to see an work of art. Maybe it would. Let's get to Bogus's headlines. What do you got for us, Bogus?
You guys have already mentioned, I think, Trent Williams' brother Fred is the newsbreaker this morning, putting a video on Instagram of Trent boarding a plane, presumably to the Bay Area, with the caption, "Year 15, let's get it." The usual newsbreakers then jumped on and said Trent is close to ending his holdout with the Niners. And now Trent Williams' agency, his agents confirming he is back in San Francisco to finalize a new agreement with the Niners, who yesterday placed rookie receiver Ricky Pearsall on the non-football illness list 48 hours after he was shot through the chest in an attempted robbery. I don't think there's an official timetable yet for his return, but Pearsall now has to miss the first 4 games of the season at least. There was one last college football game last night, and 10th-ranked Florida State wished there wasn't. The Noles 0-2 after a 28-13 home stinker against unranked Boston College. Head coach Mike Norvell searching for optimism.
You know, I do believe in what this team can do. I believe in what this team can accomplish. I've got to get better. I've got to prepare them better, and obviously we've got to do everything in our power to be able to apply the things that we're emphasizing throughout the course of the week. Through the course of the game.
BC had the ball for 39 minutes last night, running for 263 yards, winning Bill O'Brien's debut while making FSU the fourth team in the last decade to be in the preseason top 10 and start 0-2.
You know who they play next week?
They play Memphis. That's their next game. Not this weekend, though.
Right. But, like, not a walkover.
Like, no.
This is possible. This goes to 0-3 before you get Cal. I mean,
they're definitely having a losing record this year.
You think under 500, right?
Oh, yeah. I don't think there's a bowl game. I don't think any of that's happening.
I mean, the rest of the schedule in terms of the tougher ones, at SMU is probably not a picnic. Clemson, at Duke, at Miami, back-to-back, North Carolina, then at Notre Dame. Finish out the season.
Yeah, I mean, listen, they're letting up 275 yards rushing to Boston College.
Yeah.
Who's not going to be able to run on them?
That's crazy.
An interesting wrinkle to last night's Yankee-Ranger opener in Texas. New York shortstop Anthony Volpe, Rangers righty Jack Leiter, known each other since they were 12 years old. High school teammates both commit to Vanderbilt, and now they face each other in the majors for the first time.
Anthony Volpe in the box, Leiter on the mound. The pitch, swinging a hard grounder through the hole, past first base into right field. Volpe wasting no time off his friend, takes a sharp turnover at first, but he'll stay there with a one-out single.
Justin Shackles, Susan Waldman, Yankee Radio. Volpe almost like his buddy deep later in the game, flying out to the left field fence. His Yankees got the win 8-4. They remain a half game better than the O's atop the AL East. And I think I'm mad at myself for watching this yesterday. It was the matchup that about 18 of us wanted. Joey Chestnut and Kobayashi eating hot dogs on Netflix. If you missed this, Chestnut didn't just win easily. He broke his own world record for most hot dogs eaten in 10 minutes. The final count was 83-67. It was never close. Kobayashi unable to bring back all the magic that made him the original hot dog king. But Chestnut continues to dominate, even if he can't eat for Nathan's. My favorite part of this, and I tweeted it yesterday, they had judges watching them eat because they actually put some rules in place.
Yeah.
But when they came back from their like the commercial break after the event was over, they said, by unanimous decision, as if 83-67 could be debated as not being in Chestnut's favor. So all three
like
judges,
yeah,
all three judges ruled in his favor because he ate 16 more hot dogs. Math undefeated.
Tough call.
Yeah, it's by a razor margin. Do we have to like have a talk with Andrew Bogish
about what?
Close to rock bottom for you, pal.
Okay. As I said originally, this
Wait,
is still
that?
Better than Mike Tyson and whoever Paul he's boxing. You guys are salivating over that.
I was a little worried for you. You definitely sent us like a text message that I don't know if anyone else knew this was happening, and you were definitely watching it. Are you okay?
I'm okay. It was like I forgot that it was happening until about like 2:45 yesterday.
When some alarm went off?
No, but then, and thankfully to Netflix, they put a countdown on the screen to when they were actually going to eat, which was like
you happen to be on Netflix.
No. I happen to be, I think, on my phone.
Okay.
But then so at 3 o'clock, I turn on the TV. There it is, and they go, they're eating in 42 minutes. Like, oh great, never mind. I'll come back then. So I didn't waste any time until they actually ate. But then I had my phone out again, and I'm looking, and it's silence. Like there was nothing on my Twitter feed yesterday from like 3 to 4 o'clock. About this happening.
Right.
Like, it was completely a non-event.
Yes.
It just, like, didn't matter.
This is why we're worried for you. Wait, because I feel like it was an event to you.
I thought you guys all liked them. I sense from that same text thread that everybody except me was into competitive eating. Like, I swear to God, I've never seen a hot dog eating.
Well, I'm not.
Never once in my entire life.
This is a phony competition. That's why I wasn't.
Oh, but you're cool with the Nathan's one.
Yeah, no, the Nathan's one is the real one. The fact that, to be honest, I feel disappointed because I feel like they set up my guy Kobayashi. Right, this guy's been had like a 12-year layoff. He hasn't been competing in hot dog eating contests. And Joey Chestnut, you know, that loser, comes up and is like, "Hey, man, like let's settle this rivalry once and for all." And you know, Kobayashi doesn't want to stand out to a challenge or the money. So then he goes up there. He eats 67 dogs, and we act like he, you know, is some chump.
Well, like, I mean, he lost, EJ, by a lot. Also, like, they didn't set him up for failure. They didn't spring this on him like yesterday. he definitely had months to figure this out.
No, but they were putting this up like, oh, like, these two guys are definitely equal. And I'm like, Joey Chestnut's been eating 80 dogs for, like, the last 10, 15 years. We haven't even seen Kobayashi. I think he had a good performance considering he has not been in that kind of spotlight in a long time.
Listen, as someone who judged a Kobayashi, or emceed rather, a Kobayashi hot dog eating contest once in my life that I did not get paid for, it's violent. It's disgusting. It's gross. You don't want to be there. But I'm concerned for you. I'm not calling you out. I'm just a little worried.
I still stand by this was a better idea than the Mike Tyson fight, and you guys can like that all you want. I'll pay no attention to that bad boy, but I did not like myself watching this for 12 minutes yesterday. It was a terrible production also, and I haven't watched any of the other Netflix stuff.
I'm surprised.
Like the golf thing they've done. I don't know if those are good or bad technically, but when this was over, they did not know what to do for like their quote-unquote post-game show. You could watch Rob Riggle like holding the earpiece in his ear waiting for some kind of direction from somebody.
Oh, no.
He didn't know who to talk to, who to ask questions to. And it was extra gross because you know how at Nathan's they like dunk the hot dog in water to eat it? For some reason, they wouldn't let these guys do that. So they were eating the hot dog and basically throwing water at their face to like, it was gross. So there was more shrapnel, more slobber. They both had just drenched from like the chin to their belt. It was awful.
Well, now Bogus, I know why you need the judges.
Yeah.
I don't know, Bogus, if you saw at the end of the competition, they went into Kobayashi's mouth to see if there was any leftover residue of hot dog, and they found some. So they went to go and they measured it on a scale.
Yep.
And they were like, if this equaled one hot dog, then we have to take a hot dog off of Kobayashi's total, which they did.
Yeah.
So Kobayashi had 64 or whatever, and then they ended up with 63 because of the mush that was left over in his mouth. And they showed that on camera.
Not even just in his mouth. They were like standing on something, and anything that any shrapnel, shards of food that fell onto the floor got picked up and weighed for the same thing. Like there was a penalty for not eating complete hot dogs.
I mean, I kind of want to cut everybody's mic just for grossing us out. EJ, you got to get out of the house, bro.
I know it's been tough
with your knee.
Touch some grass, EJ.
You got to get out. This is rock bottom for both of you. I got to be honest. I'm worried for the show. That was a lot. You guys didn't bet on this, did you?
No.
Okay.
No.
I would have been very concerned. Well, thanks for that full report.
Thanks for checking on me.
I mean, I want to do a wellness check. Blink twice if you need us to come pick you up.
In a cop car?
Once again, that's why you don't leave the hotel. I tell you this. Stay and get room service.
You find yourself in some kind of bizarro hot dog eating contest. All right, Perloff and I have to go on the record. We've got NFL awards to predict for you. We get back to college football in just a minute. It's Maggie Perloff. Welcome back, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Okay, are we gonna do this? We've left not a lot of time here.
Let's do it. Okay. Let's get on the record, Maggie.
It is time for Perloff and I to make some NFL season award predictions. And we're gonna have to do this very, very fast, Perl. So I hope you're ready to go. Okay.
Ready.
Let's get this thing started.
These are now individual awards.
Individual awards. Yep. We will give our playoff update and Super Bowl pick tomorrow. But let's get it going. MVP, hit us off. Who is winning the MVP this year in the NFL?
There is a formula for MVP, at least at certain times in NFL history. There has been second-year quarterbacks. How can you not like C.J. Stroud, Houston Texans, Nico Collins, Stephon Diggs, Tank Dell? He's got all the weapons in the world, has a growing offensive coordinator in Bobby Slowick. I think he's set up for such success. I mean, listen, the guy had MVP numbers last year and he missed a couple games. I think if he puts up 40 touchdowns and 4,800 yards and the Texans win 12 games, he'll be a great MVP candidate. I'm going CJ Stroud.
Okay, I am going with another young quarterback, not as young as Stroud, but my MVP this season is going to be Jordan Love. And the reason why is I think this offense is going to be very good. He's not going to have to share any of the accolades because it's kind of like a young and up-and-coming receiver core, but there's not like one real star. Everyone kind of spreads out the wealth. You have Josh Jacobs to help you in the run game now, too, which I absolutely love. And I think this is just going to be a very good offense. I think the Packers are going to win a lot of games. And just a preview for you guys, I have the Packers doing a lot of very good things this season. Jordan Love, to me, the natural step forward. Love a Packers quarterback winning an MVP. We've seen it before in the past a lot with Favre and Rodgers, and I think Love is the natural progression. Voters love voting for Packers quarterbacks MVP. Yeah.
That's fact.
Okay.
But also, I think the quarterbacks kind of earned it as
well.
And
they earned it as
well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go to defensive player of the year. Who's going to win that for you this year?
Okay. I think it's a big Micah Parsons year. Mike Zimmer has all these crazy blitzes he likes to throw at you, the new defense coordinator in Dallas. I think they're going to free up Parsons. Forget putting him in a linebacker. Forget stopping the run, which I can't do anyway. I think they unleash Micah Parsons on what I expect to be a pretty down NFC East. I think he is going to wreak havoc. And they like giving to pass rushers. He's a perfect fit.
Yep.
Arguably one of the top two or three most talented defensive players as well. Playing for money, assuming he doesn't redo his deal in the coming days. I think Micah Parsons is motivated, ready to go.
My defensive player of the year this season is going to be Chris Jones from the Kansas City Chiefs. I think that Jones now with Aaron Donald exiting, I think that Chris Jones and retiring, I think that Chris Jones kind of steps into this role as that defensive lineman who's such a disruptor. I still think Kansas City's defense is going to be very, very good this year. I know that Kansas City's made some upgrades on the offensive side. But I think this defense is going to be great, and he's got his deal. He's not going to be – we're not sitting out the first game, nothing like that. I think Chris Jones still the linchpin for that Kansas City defense, and he's now the guy, and I think he wins Defensive Player of the Year.
Okay. I'll jump to Offensive Player of the Year.
Okay.
Now, I always think it's stupid that Offensive Player of the Year and MVP are split up, but I will go – it's time for Justin Jefferson to win this award. They have a tough schedule in Minnesota. He doesn't have a quarterback, but he's got a friendly offense with Kevin O'Connell and head coach, and I think if he's fully healthy, his numbers are going to be bananas once again. He deserves this. I think this is a people just like Justin Jefferson. I think everyone wants to vote for him.
For me
– Offensive Player of the Year.
I'm going to go with Jahmyr Gibbs. I want somebody from the Detroit Lions because I think that offense is going to be awesome. And I think that Jahmyr Gibbs is going to be the standout. Thought about Amon-Ra St. Brown on this one, but ultimately going to go with Gibbs because fourth down decisions, Dan Campbell loves them. This offense is going to hum, but I don't think Jared Goff is going to put up numbers to be in this conversation. And I think Gibbs is going to be the guy.
I love, love, love Jahmyr Gibbs. Hamstring issues. He's fallen in fantasy drafts. So we'll see. He's one of my favorite players. Should we hold off on rookies, Maggie?
We're because not going to get to it. Yeah.
I've nailed my rookie picks. I'm so confident in them. They're basically taking them to the bank.
I've never heard you talk this confidently about anything before. That's pretty amazing.
I was sort of being tongue-in-cheek here. It's kind of hard to predict a rookie of the year.
Sheesh, bro. Like, whoa.
I do feel really good. I think this is, by the way, the best award is rookie of the year this year because the rookie class, especially on the offensive side, is loaded.
Okay, so we still have a lot to do. We're going to continue our awards. We still have offensive, defensive, rookie. We have comeback player. We have coach of the year. And we're going to give out some negative awards, too. First coach fired and the team that's going to disappoint. So we get to all of that in the next hour. Do not move. We also have plenty of college football to react to from a massive, massive weekend. It's Maggie and Proloff. Hold tight.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.